Okay, so let's start with your background before you open Ed's Editions. I understand you are a mental health counselor. Can you tell me a little about that?
I worked in community mental health and corrections, mental health for probably almost 20 years, and I left that job to open up the bookstore. The last job I had was in community mental health.
And then your son Eric told me a little about your hobby for hiking. Could you tell me about that? It sounds like you've been to a lot of places.
Yeah, we do a lot of our traveling using a camper, and a lot of our trips are related to a homeschool because we homeschool our grandson, and so we do educational and camping and sports type trips, in our spare time.
So, what is it exactly that attracted you so much to camping in the first place? Is it a good stress reliever to get away from work?
Not it we enjoy traveling. I think that's probably the most important thing for us. And we found it to be convenient to do homeschool because we usually hit the local attractions as well as the historical and educational part of it as well. Not a lot of stress in my job, really. So it's more just enjoyment and the fun of travel that gets us there.
So, when did it click in your mind that you decided you wanted to open your own bookstore?
I had was the job I had before was pretty stressful in terms of working in the in mental health, and particularly in corrections part of that at one time as well. And with some health issues that came up, I just decided to look at doing something different that was a lot less stressful. And I always enjoy books, and so it was kind of a natural that I took this opportunity.
So after talking to your son Eric, I asked him what he thought when you were first opening up the store, and he said he thought you were crazy. So what do you think about that?
Well, he may be right in part, but it just comes from all of my years working in mental health, I suppose. But I thought, it was just the kind of thing that I felt like I didn't want to miss an opportunity to do that, and I didn't know how whether it'd be successful or not, because I'd never really worked in business or in retail, so it was really a pretty large leap, I guess you could say.
Have you had a passion for collecting rare and hard-to-find books since you were a kid, or when did it start and how?
Not so much rare and hard to find. I just always have enjoyed books and reading, and I've always been somewhat fascinated with the appearance of books and the binding and the manufacture of books and that sort of thing. And so, and collecting is one of those things that I've done over the years, baseball cards, marbles, whatever. And so collecting books just seemed like a natural to me.
So, what is your favorite part of having your own business like this?
Well, I'm around books a lot, and I get to see a lot of different books, which I enjoy. Also have quite a bit of flexibility, and as we talked about a little earlier, it's not so stressful working in this environment, so it's kind of fun.
And what would you say is the hardest part of owning and running your own bookstore?
Well, the hardest part is definitely the business side of it, keeping the financial records straight, making sure I account for the money properly, and just that side of it, that's just not much fun, having to deal with taxes and accountants and things like that.
How is it having your family members involved with the business as well?
Well, it's different, but that's one of the pluses in having a small family business is that you can stay involved with the family. The family is part of the success, and also is helpful when it comes to adjusting to different things that are going on with the business. And it just again makes sense to take the family approach to this type of business. It's well suited for that sort of thing.
How do you differentiate your bookstore from similar ones in the area? I know you've probably heard of the book dispensary and places like that.
Right. I think one of the things we make sure we do is to take care of our customers. We know many of them by name and certainly by face. When they come in, we recognize them as repeat customers. So we focus a lot on customer service. That's a highlight for us. We're also very interested in not just the business side of selling books, but of continuing to recycle books and ensure that they stay in circulation and try to help people in making a disposition on book collections and things like that. And I'm not sure how other businesses do that or how they approach it, but that's one of the important aspects of our business.
And how do you go about finding your rare and antique books?
We find them in a variety of ways. Estate sales or auctions sometimes. Many of them come back in through our regular customers that may be downsizing or changing the focus of their collection. And so we get a lot of our books from our customers. There are the usual library sales and even an occasional thrift store that we might visit to just see what happens in there. But that's pretty much how they come to us.
How has being part of the ABAA and ILAB benefited your company?
Well, that's the most highly reputable organization and recognized by book collectors for being the top of the line as far as organizations that have to do with book selling go. And we felt like it was important, since we adhere to their ethics and the principles and guidelines of their organization, we just felt like it was a natural for us to be a member of that organization.
So what would you say is the biggest learning experience you've had from all of this, from owning your own business, everything?
That's a pretty good question. I guess I have learned the importance of understanding mathematics and the supply and demand and economics and the business side of it. That's one of the things. If I had done anything to prepare a little better, I would have maybe taken a course or two or at least done a bit more reading on that. And I'm learning quite a lot of that a book isn't not just a book, but it's a work of art in some cases, and it has a lot of importance to people. And so those are some of the lessons I've learned, at least.